not only the rubber meeting the road, but the tank meeting the pump, right down to the people that are selling it, providing it for motorists across the country. Please welcome Cheryl Worth, gas station owner from Wichita, Kansas. Cheryl Worth. Cheryl?
Up here, probably wondering what this blonde lady's doing up here talking about ethanol. But my husband and I were blessed to be in a film, and I think it's a very important film. It's called Pump. Have any of you seen this film? Well, anyway, the filmmakers came into town for about 3 days, and they filmed us. They followed us around, and we were really happy with our storyline because our storyline was about our faith and how we feel like we're doing the Lord's work, doing what we're doing. And we were very happy that they kept that in the film for us. One thing I know that Josh Tickell, the filmmaker, said is when they called us up, and we had known them previously, he said that the people that were backing the film said, "Don't you have any women?" So I have a feeling one reason I'm in the film is because I'm a woman, but was very, very blessed to be in the film. Pump, if you've watched the film, if you haven't, it's about fuel competition, fuel choice, and energy independence. It's about ending our oil addiction. We have a fuel monopoly in our country, and we have for over 100 years. We will never be energy independent as long as we rely solely on oil as a fuel source. Until then, we are held hostage by Saudi Arabia and OPEC nations that are taking our money and setting crude pricing. We need to be following Brazil's lead. They have fuel competition, they have fuel choice, and they are energy independent. The groups behind the attacks on the RFS are using social media sites to push their agenda, and they have been very clear about their intentions. They want to get rid of the RFS and attempt to end fuel competition and fuel choice, and we can't afford to let that happen. We need to be supporting homegrown renewables. We need to be blending more ethanol into our fuel supplies, not less. Corn ethanol is the reason that we have over 17 million flex fuel vehicles on the road today. We have stations, more and more stations are installing blender pumps, and we're building infrastructure and we're making progress. We need to move forward, not back. Some of the issues that my husband and I are very big advocates of fuel choice. Some of the issues that you have as a station owner is if you're a branded station, your only options to buy E85 are from the gas companies. So basically, the gas companies are controlling the E85 pricing. They don't want it to be reasonable. They keep the prices up. The only way to put affordable E85 ethanol blends out on the street, we need blender pumps, we need to buy direct from the ethanol plants, and then we can pass our savings on to the consumers. So I just want to say I'm on social media a lot, and I take up for the ethanol industry and farmers every day. You know, you grow crops, you grow food for you grow crops for our food and energy, and you guys take risk every day, and you guys are my hero. And we're going to continue to fight this fight. God bless.